Rolene Marks, how are you?
Kat, I think we have some gremlins interfering, but nobody can keep us apart. Nobody, even though they try.
No, so let me tell you what happened. Okay, never mind, never mind. Let's talk about the news coming out of Israel. And
okay, so we've just had a very new story. I know it's not in the running order, but there's a first time for everything. And the United Nations has actually called in the Palestinians to explain incitement and anti-Semitism. And so this is relatively new because it's just come out in like the last hour or so.
Okay.
But well, there's a first time for everything, and there's a first time explaining to do.
Okay, so then they are recognizing, you know, a Palestinian nation.
And also evidentiary support in terms of textbooks and other examples in the media and other places of incitement of hatred, anti-Semitism, and hate speech.
Okay. Rolene, now, Israel is bolstering security on the Gaza border, and Hamas is threatening to rain down missiles if Israel invades. Why would Israel invade Gaza?
Well, first of all, Israel has no intentions of invading Gaza, so let's put that on the table. I think it's Hamas saber-rattling, because we have seen an escalation of violence and clashes on the border over the last 10 days. On the weekend, we had reports from the IDF that there were Hamas members who were approaching the border with RPG grenades, with AK-47s and other types of missile launchers. And so as a result, the IDF has bolstered the security, including building a massive wall between the north of Gaza and Israel. And in response, Hamas has threatened to rain rockets down on the state of Israel.
Rolene, long time, so nice to talk to you again. Can you tell us more about Abbas and his snub of Republican lawmakers, please?
Well, it looks like the Republican Party are not good enough for Mahmoud Abbas, says a Republican lawmaker. Now, he met with a delegation of Democrat lawmakers who were in the country last week. And he was scheduled to meet with their Republican counterpart and decided that he would not go, and this all at the last minute, but he'd rather send some officials from SAPAC. And needless to say, this has not gone down very, very well with the Republicans. It said that, you know, basically, you know, faint side, Abbas does not think that it's worth his while to meet with Republican lawmakers.
Stay safe, God bless, and we'll chat to you tomorrow afternoon. And we will be on time because we won't have any gremlins. Thank you, Rolly.